12 o'clock on a Thursday, you know what that means. It's time for the Wine of the Week, brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle with Eamon and Valencia. One more time, we are together today celebrating the fact that it is the first Thursday of December. And Eamon and Valencia, you've brought with you a lovely looking bottle of Chamonix. Is that how you pronounce it?
Chamonix Rouge.
Okay, so this is a departure from the whites of late. We're looking at a little ruby-colored, garnet-highlighted red
for flesh. For Christmas.
There we go.
Or not even for any day, Dave.
So what do we know about the Chamonix Rouge?
To Valencia.
It's a very nice wine, Dave. I also chose as my choice inside the store. If you go inside the store, it will be there in a box where it says Valencia's choice, because I've tried this one, I've tasted it. It was very nice. It's a nice blend, as it says, Chamonix Rouge. As you said, it's got a nice ruby color, and it's a blend of Cab, Merlot, Petit Verdot, Malbec. It's got like 44 Cab, and Petit Verdot 24, and the Merlot 24, and a little bit of Malbec.
Okay, so it's a clearly a wine that meets your taste, and
100%.
And you're recommending it to your esteemed customers. So you believe in it.
I believe this is the one, and I recommend it because I've tried and I tasted. It's very nice for my palate. It's soft, smooth, as it says. It's got a nice rich color if you look at it when you pour it in a glass. And when you taste it on the palate, it's very fruity. Why don't we have a look at it, give us an opportunity
to look at it and to taste it and to imbibe it in every way, in every sense. We breathe in the aroma, and we sample the taste. Apparently, what the notes give me is the rouge shows a deep ruby color with garnet highlights, and the generous bouquet, that is the smell, suggests black currant with scents reminiscent of red berries, spices, and vanilla. In other words, it's Christmas in a glass. And then the wine is amply structured, they say, full, round, and smooth on the palate, again with rich fruit and length of flavor. Well, I'm looking at it. It looks exactly as described. I love the wine light, as they say. It's a sort of jazz term for beautiful music. But it definitely comes from looking through a glass of wine like that.
Very and descriptive.
Then, Oh, yeah. It has a very pleasant note. Bouquet.
Mm.
We chilled it slightly as well, Dave, just because of our temperature. And then the farmer's out in Franschhoek, so nice area as well.
And it's very pleasant at this slightly lower than room temperature. It's not freezing, but decently chilled, and that kind of then opens up on
your palate. It's nice, very rounded, very very layered fruit in it with that blend that it is.
Mm.
And the farm dates back to 1688. Excellent winemaker there, Neil Brewer. And Chamonix is known for Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. A lot of people tend to mix that Chamonix. There's also a big estate in France as well called Chamonix as well. So German owned this particular farm, going back to the Huguenots. But as Valencia said, the varietals that's gone into the blend in it, I think it's absolutely delicious. It's so well rounded.
I'm just trying to determine whether there is any wood characteristic there. I don't know. Is it aged in wood, in oak? Is it?
It is.
Because there's definitely a
stainless steel. It's fermented in whole bunch. It's whole bunches. Descend and fermented in stainless steel and wooden fermenters for 2 to 3 weeks. Then it's pressed after malolactic fermentation, and the wine matured for 12 months in older French barrels. So it's older style oak. So it is there, but it's very slight.
It's very subtle.
Very subtle there.
But it, ticks all of the boxes. And Valencia, I compliment you on a fine choice of red. I don't think it's one of those that necessarily you need to be too sophisticated about, in the sense that I would imagine this is an easily accessible for everyone.
For everyone, yes.
And what sort of price are we talking?
Good price, Dave. $154.99.
Wow.
And we are going to be tasting this weekend, Friday 2 to 4, and Saturday 12 to 2.
Lovely to pop that along to Tops and find Valencia's Choice available for tasting tomorrow and Saturday. And I'm sure that you will come to the same conclusion that we all have in the studio. Very honest wine, lovely addition to the Christmas table. And in fact, you don't have to wait until Christmas. You can start drinking it now.
It's
drinking very well right now.
Drinking wine.
That's what they suggest. It's ready to drink now. Ready to drink now.
I agree wholeheartedly. Now, having done the necessary in terms of the wine of the week, which is the Chamonix Rouge 2022, I also happen to know that there was this competition running for the past couple of months almost, and a lot of golfers dying to find out whether they are the lucky winners of that magnificent, it's a Titleist golf bag, 10,000 buckaroos worth, and if you have been buying up large quantities of delicious whiskey of a particular Glenmorangie label, then you might be the one that is drawn out of the box today. Because, Eamon, that I presume is
this is the box. This is the box. All the entries are in this box here.
And I will simply invigilate while Eamon opens the box and Valencia does what is required in terms of the selection of the winning entry. And it's being shaken around. You can hear that there are entries in there for sure. Valencia, she's not looking. She's just grabbing a piece of paper. And, in fact, two. So if you, the one that she dropped on the floor, we're not going to look at. But maybe hang on to the, Emma's put it back. So the winner comes out, and it is...
It's a Glenmorangie on it.
Yes.
I'm hoping that it's a doctor for sure, because you can't read the right. I think it says Sailesh, Sailesh. I think, and if this is you, Sailesh. I think it's Sailesh. I'll give it to Eamon. You're good at reading.
Irishman.
Well, you know, medical script. Eamon's used to reading medical script.
Oh, something DJ Skesh. Would it be? DJ...
Well, that's his email address.
Oh, Sanesh. Salish. Sanesh. Salish.
Salish.
I think it's Salish. Or Salisha.
Well, you see, it's a mystery. But luckily we have your number.
Yes.
We have your number. And we're now just going to check to see that you bought the Glenmorangie and that you weren't slipping in a fast one.
Yes.
And Eamon and Valencia both nodding in agreement that the winner of today's big prize, that big, 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 big value golf bag, a Titleist golf bag, is... I'm not going to make a big announcement with the name because I think I might be pronouncing it wrong. But according to me, it's Salish. But, you know, we've got the number. We'll be in touch. Well, certainly the Tops team will be. And congratulations to you. If you didn't win, not a problem. You won anyway because you got yourself a bottle of Glenmorangie. And that is a wonderful treat for you anyway. And next time, we'll be holding thumbs for you to be drawn out of the box on the Tops Wine of the Week as a winner of another great competition, courtesy of Tops at Lifestyle. Thanks to Eamon, thanks to Valencia, thanks to our friends at Chamonix for a lovely bottle of wine. This will be up as a podcast, as it will also no doubt appear in our digital newsletter. And Valencia has a closing statement.
Oh, just a reminder to my to all the customers for First Thursday.
For First Thursday.
Yes.
A little birdie told me, because we did an interview this morning on the morning show, I was told with no uncertain terms today, First Thursday, very special because it's a December First Thursday.
So we're going to be...
You guys are bubbly. Rolling out the barrel with the sparkling, the bubbly.
The MCC's later, Dave.
So Method Cup Classique, nothing but the best.
And oh, because it's our last one for this year, we'll be doing the MCC.
Wow. Mm. So there it is, a very special end to the year from a First Thursday's perspective from our friends at Tops at Lifestyle. And you have to take advantage of this offer. If you don't, well, you know, you have been invited, so don't say we didn't extend a warm welcome and invitation to you. Thanks again for the wine of the week from Tops at Lifestyle, Emin and Valencia. We'll reconvene in a week's time. For we're getting towards the end of them for this year, so yes. I'm sure that any moment now we're going to start producing something amazing.
Amazing. Something spectacular out of the box, Dave.
I look forward to that. And next week we'll play it again, Sam.